At the end of the visit, he would give me a small brown paper bag in which I collected different seeds from the floor, so that on our way home I could spread them in the great square. The Stare Rynek and watch as within seconds flocks of grape pigeons came landing from every which way to peck lustily at the seeds from the cracks between the cobblestones. Like many other middle-class Jewish women, my mother, Yosefa, was a housewife. Occasionally she would take in sewing and garment repair jobs, but she did it mainly to keep busy and not because she needed to help with the family's finances. My father refused vehemently to let her work. He treated her like a queen, and my mother in response used to joke that he was surely doing it because he feared her father. Avraham Renezki, my mother's father, was a renowned bookbinder in Siedlec. Unlike most of the Yabwon family, who were completely secular and even had socialist tendencies, Grandfather Avraham was a devout, observant Jew. To his chagrin, his wife Rachel and he beget only girls, and he regarded carefully picking their suitors to be his holy task. Indeed, the two elder sisters were matched with boys from the town's well-known devout Jewish families. Leah, the eldest, who married Akiva Zucker, and Chaya, who married Yoel Ringelbaum, both lived near their parents' houses and were very attached to one another. Most of their neighbors were ultra-Orthodox Jews, and each time I would visit them with my mother, she derived more grief than pleasure. As we'd get closer to the neighborhood, my mother would tighten her hand around mine and broaden her steps, eager to be done with this difficult assignment. "Sometimes I don't know what to say to them," she told me once on our way back home. "And anyway, whenever I start talking, another toddler shows up demanding attention." My mother, the youngest of Avraham and Rachel Renezki's daughters, refused to be married through a matchmaker. For one whole year until she turned 20, she didn't exchange one word with her father because he wanted to marry her off to an ultra-Orthodox boy, the son of the sexton of the butcher's synagogue. When her mother, Rachel, supported her decision, her father understood the war was lost and permitted her to marry her beloved, Aaron Yabwon, brother of her best girlfriend. My mother once told me, in a rare moment of candor, that she had been in love with him since the age of 10, and when she turned 16, she knew he would be her husband. My father, Aaron, didn't live up to the religious standards of his future father-in-law, but he belonged to a respectable family whose flower shop was renowned all over Siedlec, a fact that finally convinced Grandpa Avraham to approve of the wedding. Aaron Yabwon made a commitment to Avraham Renezki that as long as he was able to work, Renezki's youngest daughter would want for nothing, and so it was. Even though we were not among the town's wealthy, we never lacked anything, and my mother was never heard to complain about our economic situation, even during rough times. She always received whatever she asked for, whether fabric for dressmaking or fish for gefilte fish, and now and then she received what she hadn't thought to ask for, like the long wool coat with the mink collar my father bought her in Warsaw for their 10th anniversary. Like many of the town Jews, we too lived on a small, quiet street, one of those narrow streets and little alleys that circled the town center from every direction. Compared with the wide, splendid avenues and magnificent public edifices of the civic center, the humble residential Jewish neighborhoods of Siedlec looked almost shabby. Here, too, many artisans were working on the ground floors. Tailors, shoemakers, carpenters, and blacksmiths populated the tiny, cramped shops. But the houses were made of wood, the streets narrow and neglected. No cherry or chestnut tree adorned the sidewalks, and the stench of the sewer frequently assaulted passers-by. These neighborhoods were home to the smaller houses of worship, like the tailors' and the butchers' synagogues. The grand synagogue stood, properly enough, in the civic center. We lived above Mr. Goldschmidt's barber shop. Once in a while, before going upstairs to our flat,